The Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of in the name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of today's special, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special on the commemoration of Nowruz. That's the Iranian New Year. Today, Monday, is the 8th of Shaban, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of Farvardin, the 14th hundredth of Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of March, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this program by recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
All praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds.
الرحمن الرحيم.
The entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
مالك يوم الدين.
Sovereign of the day of recompense.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
It is you we worship and you we ask for help.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Guide us to the straight path.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
The path of those upon whom you have bestowed favor, not of those who have evoked your anger or of those who are astray.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is narrated from Hazrat Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, that all secrets of Allah are in divine books, and the contents of all those divine books are comprised in the Holy Quran. And what is found in the Quran is condensed in Surah Al-Fatiha. And what is in Al-Fatiha is gathered in Bismillah. And what is in Bismillah is concentrated in B, the first letter of Bismillah. Based on the entirely of great commentators' statements, it is understood that this tradition indicates clearly the importance of both the Holy Quran and Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in which science and knowledge from the beginning to the end is comprised. Nowruz, the origins. Although there are people who believe the Prophet Zartosht or Zoroastria to be the inventor of this celebration, the mostly accepted legend regarding the origins of Nowruz, which is also recorded in Shahnameh by the great Iranian epic poet Ferdowsi, is the story of Iranian mythical king Jam, later to be famous by the name of Jamshid, a name he got from this moment in his life, the invention of Nowruz. The story tells us about King Jam passing through Azerbaijan, and he decided to stay the cold night. On the morning of the 21st of March, he woke up and set forth to sit on his throne, Takht-e-Jamshid, which gave its name later to Persepolis. While he put his crown on and sat on his throne, the sun rose and shone, and its reflection on Jam's crown lighted and warmed up the world. People came out to the bright sun and warmer weather and started happily congratulating each other for a new beginning and welcome spring. From that unknown time, on this day has been celebrated as Nowruz, the new day. Thank you. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about Nowruz. We find that the Nowruz culture and the Nowruz territory, I mean, the countries and the nations that celebrate Nowruz, are not limited just to Persians. We find that in many other countries, such as, for example, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, Turkey, India, in Azerbaijan, in Turkmenistan, in Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, and other in Middle Eastern cultures, Nowruz is highly celebrated. And we find that from this perspective, it's the day for communal and congregational prayer for the well-being of all mankind. Please note carefully that at the time of the turn of the new year, the turn of the year, and the coming of the new year, there are certain prayers, I mean, certain supplications or certain prayers to be recited, and pious Muslims practice saying so and offering those prayers to God, to Allah. Moreover, that Iranian Persians and Iranians celebrate Nowruz in sacred places, in religious spaces, it shows that this is highly associated with, I mean, Nowruz is highly associated with the religious values, moral values. We find that on the day of Nowruz, people wear the neat and clean clothes, and I mean, visit each other, respect the elders, and try to be kind to everybody.
O Allah, the new year has begun. You are the eternal master. I ask you to make available to me its good and benefits, which are in it. I seek refuge with you from its evil and the disadvantages which are in it. I request you to let me procure the provisions I need and discharge the activities I take up in this year.
In Islam, Nowruz in the Safavids period adopted as Islamic pattern, so separating its ancient Iranian roots from its Islamic traditions would have been extremely difficult. Nowruz had certain grandeur in Abbasid and Safavid courts, and Islam perfumed the great celebration of Nowruz with its Islamic traditions. In addition, the most symbolic rituals of Nowruz, which is the preparation of 7S, has both ancient and Islamic roots. Allama Majlisi, the greatest scholar in regards to the importance of number 7 days, the heaven and earth each have 7 levels, and each level is guarded by an angel. The holiness of the new year moments in the eyes of the people is so colorful and real that they make pilgrimage to holy shrines of imams and their families. For example, in Iran, people go to Shiraz for Shah Cheragh, may Allah keep his soul in peace, or to Mashhad for Imam Reza alayhi salam, to Qom for Lady Masum alayhi salam, peace be upon her, and to Sidi of Ray for Shah Abdul Azim.
Are you?
Nowruz customs. Another custom held widely before Nowruz happens on the last Thursday of the year, in which Iranians visit the graves of their gone loved ones and bring flowers and seeds for the birds who have immigrated for the warmer weather. At the time of Nowruz, everywhere is filled with flowers to welcome renewal of nature and the beauty of spring. The celebration of Nowruz nowadays lasts for 13 days. During these 13 days periods, Iranians visit each other's houses and spend quality time together. On the moment of Nowruz and also during these family visits, Iranians believe that people should not only clean their houses, but to wear new and clean clothes.
The most prominent symbol of Nowruz is called the Hafsin table, and Iranians put extra care to decorate it. Hafsin in Farsi means the seven S's. It has seven items that start with the letter S, and each item represents an important symbol of life. Perhaps the most important element is sabze, which is wheat or lentil sprouts grown in a dish. It is a symbol of rebirth. Sib or apple is a symbol of beauty and health. Sir or garlic is a symbol of medicine. Serke or vinegar is a symbol of age and patience. Shumak is the symbol of the color of sunrise. Senjed or silver berry is the symbol of love. And finally, samanu, which is a sweet pudding, is a symbol of affluence. A Hafsin table usually includes a holy or well-known poetry book, a mirror, coins, decorated eggs, lit candles, a bowl of water with goldfish, and dried nuts. All in all, Hafsin tables are usually decorated elegantly and are very colorful. Iranians start the celebration of Nowruz at the time of the spring equinox, or the first day of spring, which is around March 21st. This is the time of the year that sunlight is evenly divided between the north and south hemispheres.
Dear brothers and sisters, in Iran we are in Nowruz time, the new year, the celebration of new year. So every day be with us, be with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till another episode of today's special, Fi Amanillah.
يا محول الحول والأحوال حول حالنا
حول حالنا
حول حالنا
حول حالنا
إلى أحسن الحال
حول حالنا
حول حالنا
حول حالنا
إلى أحسن
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us ponder on prophetic remarks of Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, the Immaculate Daughter of the Almighty's last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. I am from the brightness of Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, knowing all past and future events till the day of judgment.
Polish Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more. No more. No more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abin al-Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Again, in continuing our discussion on the first book from amongst the traditions of the first book of Al-Kafi, that is the book of Aql wa Jahl, or that it can be translated as the intellect or, you know, ignorance or anything that is not intellect, very difficult translation, some translated as ignorance, some translated as foolishness, and so on and so forth. But anyway, in this tradition from Imam Ridha alayhi salam, it is mentioned that a group of the Imam's companions were sitting and discussing the concept of the intellect and discipline. On hearing this discussion, the Imam alayhi salam responds and says that, O Abu Hashim, intellect is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is important to understand. The intellect is not something that you can be attained. It is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this, we see that this intellect that is speaking is not that intellect that is rational thought or a proof that is, I guess, it's a different type of intellect. So, O Abu Hashim, intellect is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while discipline can be attained through human endeavor. For example, by practice, by having a timetable, and so on and so forth, by actually, you know, forcing yourself to do certain things. This is discipline, to discipline yourself. That's the saying we have, you know, to discipline yourself. This comes from there. Or, and then the Imam continues and says that, thus, whoever endeavors to attain discipline is able to attain it. Why? Because you're going after something that comes with human endeavor. It comes with effort. It comes with, you know, actually putting what you've learned into practice, basically. This is discipline. You actually have to do it, and you are the one who is meant to do it. And then the Imam continues and says about intellect. And this is very something difficult for us to understand, but this is what the Imam mentions. He says, but whoever endeavors to attain intellect only increases in his foolishness by these efforts. It's a very fascinating tradition. By seeing that the intellect here is not something that we can attain. The intellect here is something beyond us. It is a gift that is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here rather what the Imam is trying to say, that improve your discipline. In other traditions we will say improve your acts of worship, improve your ibadah. And by doing so, this is how your intellect will increase. Not by trying to increase the intellect directly, but by other means, because intellect itself is a gift, by these other means, indirectly your intellect will increase. This is what this tradition is trying to show us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to firstly show us those actions that will enable us to increase our intellect, and then as a result to increase it for us as well. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio, with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio, a program which aims to make us more familiar with the Holy Quran. This program consists of many interesting parts. We are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter. An expert of the Tajweed of the Quran will analyze the recitation. And also, in the final part, we will have amazing stories about those people whose lives have been changed by the Noble Quran. Meanwhile, we will listen to some quotes of the late Imam Khomeini about the Noble Quran. You're tuned to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And I, Mehdi, ask you to stay tuned.
إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أحسن.
According to Imam Khomeini, the important thing is that Muslims act according to Islam and the Quran. Islam embodies all that relates to the cultivation of human values, as well as matters concerning man's life in this world and the hereafter. Concerning the Holy Quran, Imam Khomeini has said, "Do not neglect association with the Holy Quran, this divine book of light, because whatever the Muslims have had in the past and may have in the future is by the grace of this sacred book." Dear audience, now let's listen to the recitation of Surah Al-Adiyat, recited by Brother Qasim Razi'i.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإن إنه على ذلك لشهيد. وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. You just listened to Surah Al-Adiyat by Brother Qasim Razi'i. Now we want to analyze this recitation in terms of the rules of tajweed. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wal 'adiyati dhabha. Now, in the first verse of Surah Al-Adiyat, we have dhabha. Dhabha, we have a letter of qalqala. The ba is sakin, so we have to make sure that the sound of the qalqala is heard. That means right when you pronounce the ba, the lips come apart so that the sound of ba is heard clearly. Dhabaha. And also we have waqful ibdal here, which means that if we stop, we have to pronounce the ha with an aliful mad. But if we don't stop, we have to pronounce the tanween al fath normally. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحًا فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحًا. Now here, I connected the first verse to the second verse, and you notice that there is an ikhfa of Nun Sakna taking place here. ضَبْحًا فَالْمُورِيَاتِ. So we have to get rid of the place of articulation of Nun Sakna first, and then we have to approximate the place of articulation of Fa. And at the same time, we have to make a nasal sound for two vowel counts. فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدَحَ. Again, we have a letter of قَلْقَلَ. قَدَحَ, this time it's دَال. قَدَحًا فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبَحًا فَأَثَرُنَ بِهِ نَقْعًا فَوَسَطُنَ بِهِ جَمْعًا. In all of these verses where we have a تَنْوِينُ الْفَتْحَ, it's always followed by the letter فَا. So we have to keep on applying Ikhfa of Nun Sakina while we approximate the place of articulation of the letter Fa. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanood. Innal insan. We have a Nun which is Mushaddad, therefore you have to pronounce it with Ghunna. Innal insan. Insan again is Ikhfa of Nun Sakina. Li rabbihi lakanood. We have waqful iskan here. Lakanudun becomes lakanud as a result of waqf. Therefore, you have to apply qalqala. Lakanud. Wa innahu ala dhalika lashaheed. Wa innahu ala dhalika lashaheed. Again, the dal becomes sakin as a result of waqf. And we have qalqala of dal. And we have ishba' of ha'ud damir. Innahu. The ha is preceded by a letter with a fatha. Therefore, we have to pronounce it with a wawal mad. Wa innahu lihubbil khayri lashadid. Hubbil khayri. The ra is pronounced with tarqiq because the ra has a kasra. Afala ya'lamu idha bu'thira ma fil qubur. أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ. The عَيْن is sakin. We have to make sure that there is no qalqala and it's read with tawassut. يَعْلَمُ. Instead of saying يَعْلَمُ or يَعْلَمُ. يَعْلَمُ. إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ. Again, بُعْثِرَ, the عَيْن. We have to make sure that it is completely sakin
and it's read with tawassut, not with shadda or rakhawa. وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورُ إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ. Now we have إِخْفَاء of ميم ساكنة in the phrase رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ. Now what we actually do is that we bring the lips close to each other as if we're about to close them, but we don't actually close the lips completely. We allow a small space to be in between the lips, and at the same time we make a nasal sound while holding the lips in this position for two vowel counts. إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this segment of Let's Recite the Quran. I invite you to listen to the next segments of this program.
كتاب الله كتاب الله كتاب الله.
Dear brothers and sisters in faith, you're listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, the Quran is a book that can change the life of the one who is in contact with it. In this segment, Brother Yasser Ibrahim is going to tell us stories of those that their lives have been changed by the Noble Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. In this episode, we would like to look at another verse of the Holy Quran. A verse that shows, or rather that indicates, every single aspect of Islam. The verse in question is again from Surah Nur, which is the 24th Surah of the Holy Quran, verse number 52. The verse translates as such: that whoever obeys Allah and His Apostle and fears Allah and is wary of Him. Wary again is has taqwa, is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every moment of his life. It is they who will be the triumphant. They will be, as the verse says, of the fa'izun, the victorious one, those who gain salvation. So this verse of the Holy Quran, according to certain scholars, contains the entirety of Islam. It contains the entirety of what a Muslim should and should not do in terms of the wajibat, in terms of the, you know, compulsory actions, the recommended actions, the sunnah. Why? Because obey Allah and obey His Prophet. You know, the obligatory and the sunnah and the recommended. So what has been reported by one of the Sunni Mufassirin or commentators on the Holy Quran by the name of Zamakhshari. Now Zamakhshari is a very famous, very profound scholar in Arabic, and his tafsir, which is known as Kashaf, is a very important tafsir in terms of the linguistic miracle of the Holy Quran. And he himself is a very, you know, profound and a very high level scholar in terms of the Arabic language. So Zamakhshari, under this verse in his tafsir, brings a story. He says that one of the kings, or rather of the sultans, or one of the, you know, padishaha, whatever you want to call them, rulers of that particular time, asked one of the scholars of his era that bring for me one verse by which, if I practice upon it, it will be sufficient for me. Just one verse from the Holy Quran that, you know, if it shows everything, and by doing so, I won't be in need of no other verse of the Holy Quran. Just one verse, if you bring it, you know, this is sufficient for me. If I act upon it, I will be of the saved ones, of the fa'izun. So the scholar brings this verse, and he recited this verse for the king. That is the 52nd verse of Surah Nur, the 24th Surah of the Holy Quran, which states, whoever obeys Allah and His Apostle and fears Allah and is wary of Him, it is they who will be triumphant. And he says to this individual, and he said to the king, that there is no other verse. Rather, this is the verse that if you act upon it, it will be sufficient for you. You will be in need of no other verse. Inshallah, until our next segment, my dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam,
That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also visit us on our website, that is parstoday.com. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Call of Islam Radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful Hello everyone, brothers and sisters I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua During this month of Sha'ban The month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whisper prayer of Sha'baniyya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniyya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. فقد هربت إليك ووقفت بين يديك مستكينا لك متضرعا إليك راجيا لما لديك ثوابي وتعلم ما في نفسي وتخبر حاجتي
In the previous program, we talked about the part فَقَدْ هَرَبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَوَقَفْتُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ Indeed, I have escaped to you and I stand in front of you. We concluded that the one who is reciting this is telling Allah that he has escaped from everything and everyone other than him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has managed to detach himself from everything and approach Allah instead. The one who is having a practical approach towards the meaning of this part, فَقَدْ هَرَبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَوَقَفْتُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ would somehow enter the world, such a world that the Prophet Moses ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhimu salam entered and can actually achieve some blessings that Kalimullah based upon the verses of the Holy Quran has achieved. In the Holy Quran we read فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ In chapter Shu'ara, Prophet Moses says So I escaped from you because I was afraid of you. So my Lord gave me hukm, he gave me khalafa, and he put me among the prophets. So escaping from other than Almighty Allah would actually result in changing the whole system. And then after this part, it says, وَوَقَفْتُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ مُسْتَكِينًا لَكَ. And I stand in front of you, but what kind of standing? I'm standing while I am mustakeen in front of you. I am completely needy towards you. The point is that here the word mustakeen is used instead of miskeen. A mustakeen is a stronger term than miskeen, which is a person whose need made him unable to move and completely desperate. But a mustakeen is needier than this. We say, O Allah, I have exhausted everything, and somehow I have managed to reach here, but from here further on, I cannot go anywhere else. I don't have anyone else to run to. I can't even move a step further. I have exhausted everything I have. I have run out of power and energy to go anywhere else.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
In fact, as you may have been with us in the previous programs when we talked about the reality of supplication and dua, we mentioned that one of the most important etiquettes to be observed while someone is calling unto his Lord is the state of being humble, that khudu' and khushu' that we must have in our actions, in our stance, while we are trying to supplicate to the Lord. In fact, if the supplicant wishes his prayer to be accepted, he must seek tender-heartedness. He must try to soften his heart. Because when the heart becomes tender, it opens up. and the veils between the supplicant and the God are lifted, and he is near to Allah because he has detached from all other things other than the Almighty Allah. And the important point to be noted here is that the mode of prayer and request has an effect on the softening of the heart itself. The narrations that put emphasis on self-abasement during prayer are in fact for the purpose of actualizing this end. And we have in some narrations that the moment of softening of the heart is the moment of the descent of Almighty Allah's mercy. So we should avail such moments by turning our attention to Allah for supplication, because mercy of Allah is without any reckoning during such moments. And the best states of this quality, the quality of humbleness, is crying. At the ending parts of Dua al-Kumail, we read, Irham man ra'su malihi al-raja wa silahuhu al-buka. O God, forgive me because I have no other thing than this crying. And this crying is all I have got to achieve your mercy. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sha'ban b'jamalak jalalak zahawban wal'alam yigillak ahibak ya Sha'ban. Sha'ban b'jamalak jalalak zahawban
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll be discussing the commentary of the 23rd chapter of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Mu'minun, or the Believers. Now let's just listen to the related verses and then we'll be back. So stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ.
And they who turn away from ill speech.
وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ.
And they who are observant of zakah.
Dear listeners, we were talking about the fourth verse of this chapter. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. And those who are active in giving the poor due. And this is the actually third attribute regarding the true believers and the ones who are from among the successful based on this chapter. We concluded in the previous program that this verse is referring to the third attribute of the believers, and this paying zakat has social and economic aspect. The Holy Quran says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. So, as you may remember, we mentioned, this surah was revealed in Mecca, and at the time, the law requiring the payment of ordinary alms tax had not been revealed. So, there are different interpretations stated upon this verse by the commentators, but we're not going to talk about them in details. But all in all, what seems more correct is that zakat does not exclusively mean the obligatory legal alms tax, because the religion of Islam has quite a number of recommended alms donations as well. The alms tax as an obligatory act was revealed in Medina, but the payment of alms as a recommended good deed had also been achieved before that. Some interpreters comment that zakat in Mecca had probably been in the form of a religious obligation, but without any limits and exact prescription. And it means that Muslims had been under the obligation to give